This is 89.1 WEMU, and a good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts. He joins us every Thursday to talk all things movies. It's called Cinema Chat. We're glad to have you along. And Nick, thank you so much for coming in today.
Great to be here, as always.
You know, I think all of us felt something.
Yeah.
When we got the news earlier this week that mm-hmm. Diane Keaton had passed away.
Yeah, she was just a performer that just exuded energy, and it was so sad to see that she passed.
She had a likability factor
yeah.
that was through the roof, regardless of what character she might be playing. And then, you know, if you saw interviews with her or anything, she was just equally as likable.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously a fashion icon in many senses of the words. But what gets lost in all of that is she is a truly gifted actor.
That's right, yeah. And she was performing up until about a year ago or so. I feel like every year you would just continue to see her on the screen.
Yeah, yeah. And for the most part, I always enjoyed it. My first experience with her was many, many years ago. but I saw my first Woody Allen movie, and it was called Sleeper.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of a farce of a science fiction kind of movie. But it was, to me, hysterical, and I just loved her in that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, she was in many more of his films, all of which I enjoyed. But as she got older, I found her characters to be even more relatable.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite was one she did with Jack Nicholson called Something's Gotta Give.
Yeah, yeah. And we are playing it this Friday, tomorrow. This is a film from 2003. We're playing it tomorrow at 7 o'clock. This is about a swinger on the cusp of being a senior citizen, played by Jack Nicholson, with a taste for young women, who falls in love with an accomplished woman closer to his age, played by Diane Keaton. And this is, of course, from writer-director Nancy Myers, and also starring Keanu Reeves and Frances McDormand.
Yeah, that was just a good one. And for us old fogies, you know, life doesn't end at 60,
yeah.
does it? That's right. That's right. Keeps on going. So we'll certainly miss Diane Keaton, but we have her work to remember her, and Something's Gotta Give.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what is new this week?
All right. So opening tomorrow at the Michigan, we have a new documentary called Orwell 2+2=5. This is the ultimate and comprehensive documentary about the life and career of George Orwell and how his political observations are still relevant, unfortunately, in the present day, particularly in the lessons from his novel 1984. And this is from director Raoul Peck, who made a really fantastic documentary about a decade ago called I Am Not Your Neighbor.
Yeah, I remember that well, but you know, Orwell painted kind of a darker picture in 1984, and here we are.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But also opening this weekend at the State is an anime called Perfect Blue. This is from 1997, and it's been remastered in 4K. This is a film about a young Japanese singer who is encouraged by her agent to quit singing and pursue an acting career, beginning with a role in a murder mystery TV show. And this takes a few dark and twisted turns along the way.
I would imagine that 4K restoration is something else.
Oh, it's going to be a new way to see this film, for sure.
Very, very good. Julia Roberts coming back to the big screen.
Yes, in a film called After the Hunt. This is opening in multiplexes this Friday. This is about a college professor who finds herself at a personal and professional crossroads when a star pupil levels an accusation against one of her colleagues, and a dark secret from her own past threatens to come to light. This is from director Luca Guadagnino, who had a film Call Me By Your Name and Challengers, among many other great titles, and starring Julia Roberts, as you said, Ayo Edebiri, and Andrew Garfield.
Well, you know, she's another one who just seems very likable on screen.
That's
right. This, based on what you've just told us about the film, seems like it's right up her alley, right in her wheelhouse.
Yeah, yeah. I think that she's going to be, she could be getting some Oscar nods for this one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That good, huh?
Possibly, yeah. At least be in the conversation.
Excellent. Well, I was interested already. Now I'm more interested. Good Fortune is coming to the multiplexes.
Yes, this is a lighter film from writer-director Aziz Ansari, who is a well-known comedian. This is a film called Good Fortune, about a well-meaning but rather inept angel named Gabriel who meddles in the lives of a struggling gig worker and a wealthy venture capitalist. Now Keanu Reeves stars in this one as Gabriel alongside Seth Rogen, Sandra Oh, and Kiki Palmer.
Well, it sounds like it has the potential for some laughs.
Yeah.
And I've actually seen some of the trailers, and Keanu Reeves, he's always had the deadpan down seriously, and he's working it to magic in this one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And one more opening in multiplexes. You mean it's Halloween, it's spooky season, so Black Phone 2 is opening in multiplexes this Friday. This is a sequel.
Is the call coming from inside the house?
That's right. This is a sequel to the 2021 supernatural horror film. Director Scott Dickerson returns alongside stars Mason Thames and Ethan Hawke.
Oh, yeah. Ethan Hawke. Well, he's a really accomplished actor.
He's playing a villain in this one, though.
Well, good.
Yeah, that's right.
Good.
Yeah,
I think that might work out very well. Uh-huh. I'm not much of a horror guy, except for maybe The Exorcist.
Yeah.
but Ethan Hawke, he interests me.
Yeah, but in our late night classic series, you have a chance to see The Exorcist.
Oh, very good.
Tonight at 8 o'clock, the original 1973 film, when a charming 12-year-old girl takes on the characteristics and voices of others, doctors say there's nothing they can do, but as people begin to die, the girl's mother realizes the daughter has been possessed by the devil. Of course, from the director William Friedkin, screenplay by William Peter Blatty, and based on his 1971 novel, Ellen Burstyn, Max von Sydow, and Linda Blair.
Yeah, it was the first horror film I think that I remember seeing, and I thought that and Rosemary's Baby, and I thought The Exorcist was just superior, and if I'm not mistaken, it kicked off a satanic panic throughout
the country
that to one degree or another still exists today.
That's right. It holds up because it's such a thrilling film as it is scary. It's such a gripping story.
And it follows.
Yes. Also in our late night series, you can catch this one tomorrow at 9:30. This is a film from 2014 about a young woman who is followed by an unknown supernatural force after a sexual encounter. And this is from director David Robert Mitchell. And this was a film that was set and shot around Detroit.
Well, that sounds like an experience to remember.
Pan's
Labyrinth is coming back.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about this one next week. This will be next week, Thursday, October 23rd at 8 o'clock. Great film from 2006 by Guillermo del Toro.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. And Nick, there's special events, special screenings, and there's an opportunity to see the Stratford Festival on film. Richard III.
Yes, the classic Shakespeare play will be screening that on Sunday, October 19th at 2 o'clock. This was filmed live at the Tom Patterson Theater in Stratford, Ontario. The chance to have the Shakespeare Stratford Festival in the theater to experience it in our lovely main auditorium.
I had a friend tell me, I think I'd like his stories if he spoke in English.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, Elizabethan, but nonetheless, English it is.
Also on Sunday, we have a double feature, a zombie double feature, Shaun of the Dead, the 2004 film. That'll play Sunday at 4:30.
Simon Pegg's hysterical.
Yeah, that's a film that has been remastered in 4K as well. And right after that, we're going to be playing Day of the Dead, the George A. Romero film, at 7 o'clock. Again, that is from 1985. Also has been restored. A chance to see both of them on the screen.
Well, there you go. There are horror films to choose from. All of them have their merits, and pick one and enjoy as we head into the spooky season.
Yeah.
The art house revival continues. It, too, has a little bit of a suspense thriller horror tinge.
Yeah, we are celebrating European horror films on Tuesdays, and Suspiria, the 1977 Italian film, will be playing next Tuesday at 7:30. This is about an American newcomer to a prestigious German ballet academy who comes to realize that the school is a front for something sinister amid a series of grisly murders. And this is from director Dario Argento.
Well, there you go. Yet another choice. Now, there's one that interests me and may many interest WEMU listeners. We have a strong focus on issues of the environment in our community and throughout the state of Michigan. And there's a cinema and sustainability film coming up.
Yes. On Wednesday, October 22nd at 7 o'clock, we're presenting of the film Fashion Reimagined, a documentary from 2022. And we're presenting this with the City of Ann Arbor's Office of Sustainability and A20. This is going to be free and open to the public. This documentary follows Amy Powney, a daughter of environmental activist, during her trajectory from outsider to industry leader as she sets out to create a fashion collection that's ethical and sustainable at every level.
And marketable.
That's right.
And it all works out. So, yeah, I think that will touch on a lot of interest throughout the area. There's a couple of films that are continuing as well that if folks haven't seen, might enjoy.
Yeah, A House of Dynamite is still playing at the State, the latest from director Kathryn Bigelow.
Are people responding as strongly as they did for The Hurt Locker?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is another Oscar contender of this one.
Excellent.
Kiss of the Spider Woman is also now playing at the State, and it's your last chance to catch Anemone, and One Battle After Another still playing at the State, which continues to do very, very well for us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and you know, sometimes you need a break, and there's no better way to do that than to catch a movie. So pick one out, let us know what you chose, and hopefully you'll enjoy. Nick, thank you so much for your time today. I look forward to our next visit.
See you next week.
For Nick Alderink, I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University. If you missed any part of our conversation, check in at our website at WEMU.org, and make sure to join us again next Thursday for another edition of Cinema Chat, only on 89.1 WEMU.